This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
We all use our state's roads and bridges, and sometimes they aren't in the best of conditions. Pennsylvania does lag most of the nation in highway maintenance, but we're not the worst. Baruch Figenbaum is author of Reason Magazine's annual Highway Report. They assess and rank highway conditions in all 50 states. He is here to talk about how Pennsylvania stacks up. Baruch, welcome. Baruch, before we get into the specifics of your recent study, tell us a bit about the study itself, how it's designed, what your methodology is.
This is the 24th annual edition of the Highway Report, and what the Highway Report measures is the overall quality of a state highway system, looking at the cost effectiveness and the performance. And so we have 13 different categories that we rank. Four of them look at costs per mile, so how much it costs for capital and bridge improvements, those are major highway projects, how much for maintenance improvements, administrative improvements, and then the total cost overall. Four of the categories look at the pavement quality, how smooth the pavement is, how many potholes it has, and those are rural interstate pavement condition, urban interstate pavement condition, rural arterial pavement condition. Arterial are your major single to multi-lane roads in the rural areas, and urban arterial pavement condition, which are the multi-lane roads in urban areas. We also have four categories that measure safety. Three look at fatality rate, the overall fatality rate, the urban fatality rate, and the rural fatality rate, and then one measures structurally deficient bridges, and then the final metric looks at traffic congestion in urban areas. So we take all of those metrics, add them together, rank them equally, and then come up with one composite score for each state. And so obviously the states are ranked between 1 and 50th. Some do a pretty good job. Some need some improvement.
There has been a lot of debate in Congress. The president has tried on a couple of occasions to do a national transportation bill in order to address the conditions of our bridges and roadways. A lot has been made of that. So in your study, and you mentioned you've been doing this for 24 years, the trend, are the roads and bridges getting better or are they falling more and more behind?
It's surprising to many folks, but overall, the roads and bridges have gotten better over the past 24 years. Now, this year, we saw a slight decrease in performance, and it's hard to say whether that's just a one-year blip or whether that's the start of a longer trend. But if you look at how the roadway conditions are compared to when we started this study, there's actually been a marked improvement.
Let's talk now for a couple of minutes about Pennsylvania specifically, and tell us, where did Pennsylvania rank among your ranking of the 50 states, and is this about where we've been? Have we gotten better or worse?
Pennsylvania overall ranks 35th, which is toward the bottom. Pennsylvania's ranking is actually a slight improvement over the past few years when it used to rank 40th, so the state has done some good things, but obviously some challenges remain.
In terms of congestion, how does Pennsylvania rate relative to other states when it comes to congestion on our highways?
So in terms of traffic congestion, Pennsylvania ranks 35th, and a lot of that depends on where you are in the state. If you're in the Philadelphia metro area particularly, and to a lesser extent in Pittsburgh, congestion is going to seem like a real problem. But if you're in some of the more rural areas of the state, congestion is not going to seem like that big an issue at all. And so the 35th ranking is a combination of some of the big cities that have congestion problems and other areas that really don't.
All of us who drive around the roads in Pennsylvania think that we have the worst roads in the country. Obviously, that's not the case here. In terms of the smoothness of the pavement, how are we doing?
Pennsylvania is actually in the middle toward trending toward the bottom there. But as you pointed out, it is far from the worst. Depending on the category, the pavement condition ranks between 31st and 41st. So there's definite room for improvement, but some states do worse. I would note that our report measures the major state highways only. So local streets, city streets, which may be worse, are not indicated in this report. And so a lot is going to depend on the actual streets that people are traveling on each day.
We are talking with Baruch Feigenbaum, who is the Assistant Director for Transportation Policy at the Reason Foundation. We're going to tell you a bit more about the Reason Foundation in just a little while. But Baruch, let's talk about how Pennsylvania ranks relative to other states. We know overall we're 35th. Generally speaking, in Pennsylvania, whenever there's any survey of economic competitiveness, business climate, whatever, we rank near the bottom. But we always look eastward and say, well, it's worse in New Jersey, it's worse in New York. So our roads, bridges, all the categories covered in your report, how do we stack up to our surrounding states?
Similar to those reports, it is definitely worse in New York and worse in New Jersey. I will say New Jersey actually ranks 50th or last, and New Jersey's spending is more, and yet New Jersey's roadways in terms of pavement condition are actually in worse shape. So that's some good news there. New York is also a bottom state. Massachusetts, some of the other northeastern states don't do so well. Maryland's ranking is slightly below. Now, I will say Ohio and West Virginia on the western and southwestern edges of Pennsylvania, they tend to rank quite a bit better. And there may be some lessons learned from Ohio, which also is a sort of a, in some ways, Midwestern and industrial state.
Of course, the western part of Pennsylvania is more Midwestern in nature. Is there anything in particular that you've noticed in your report, Baruch, that Ohio is doing right that Pennsylvania and other states could learn from their policies?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of different things. Ohio seems to be able to maintain its roadway pavement conditions, have a good pavement quality at a relatively low overall cost. Some of that is having a dedicated unit that focuses on maintaining the roadways. Some of that is a little more use of what we call innovative processes to build and maintain roads, things such as using design builds instead of design bid builds or using more public-private partnerships. There's also some evidence that Ohio has a more effective cost-benefit project selection process. And what that means is instead of awarding projects based on political concerns or based on geographic requirements, picking an equal number of projects in all areas of the state, Ohio weighs the project selection process more toward the congestion or safety concerns and picks the most needed projects. And we found that also tends to have states rank a little bit higher. So there's really a combination of things that Pennsylvania can do to improve.
Let's now take a look at the states that are doing the best. And as we look around the country, what would you say are the five states that have the roadways, et cetera, in the best condition?
Five best states in our rankings are North Dakota, Virginia, Missouri, and Kentucky, and then Maine. And so those states are pretty different from each other. There's not really a lot of similarities. They're in all geographic areas of the country. Some of them are more dense, some of them are less dense. I think for Pennsylvania's case, Virginia might actually be the best example in terms of a similar state. And Virginia's got some of the same things going on as Ohio. They have a rigorous cost-benefit analysis process where they put a lot of their projects into a metric to determine which ones they want to use. They also are able to maintain good pavement conditions and overall low cost. Virginia also has a very good fatality rate. It's very low. Some of that is enforcement. Some of that is also the way that roadways are designed. And so if Pennsylvania is looking for a good example, there's obviously some differences with Virginia in terms of the union climate, but there's quite a bit of lessons that can be learned from a state like Virginia.
I find it interesting that you have North Dakota and Maine in the category of among the best roadway conditions in the country. I know in Pennsylvania, one of the arguments or one of the reasons, excuses, whatever you want to call it, that is given for poor roadway conditions is the freeze-thaw cycle and the weather. Do you find that weather is a factor, or is it more economic and administrative and political conditions?
Yeah, to the extent that weather is a factor, we find it a more minor factor. There's a number of different things that go into road condition. But as you pointed out, the fact that states like Maine and North Dakota can have relatively high-quality roads with very good pavement indicates it's more about the processes used to maintain roads and the political climate than anything else. There are northern states that have very poor roadway systems and northern states with good roadway systems, and conversely, southern states with very poor roadway systems and states with good systems. So the climate is a minor factor at best.
Again, we have been talking with Baruch Feigenbaum, who is the Assistant Director for Transportation Policy at the Reason Foundation. Baruch, can you tell us a bit about the Reason Foundation? Also, where can folks go if they would like to read the 24th Annual Highway Report and your other writings on transportation policy?
The Reason Foundation is a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank producing research on a bunch of issues. Transportation is one of them. We also look at education. We look at pension reform. We look at criminal justice reform. And we try to work with policymakers to implement good transportation solutions across the country and at the federal level as well. Our report, as well as just about everything that we do, is available on our website, reason.org. And once you're on the website, you can click on the Transportation tab, and that will bring up a copy of the annual highway report, as well as the summaries for each of the 50 states. And there's a wealth of really interesting information in those.
Baruch Feigenbaum of the Reason Foundation. Baruch, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.